In Atlanta, one voice has stood out for over four decades. An AJC original, The Monica Pearson Show.
Let's talk about how you got to ESPN.
Revealing interviews.
You are known as America's doctor, but I want to know who you were before that.
When you have a different name, you have different color skin, it can be tough.
With Atlanta's most famous faces as you've never seen them before.
I'm telling my story. This is the American dream.
The Monica Pearson Show, streaming now on AJC.com.
This is D. Orlando Ledbetter of the Atlanta Journal-Constitution here with the 329th episode of the Bowtie Chronicles podcast. Everything you need to know about the Atlanta Falcons. The Falcons selected USC wide receiver Drake London with the 8th overall pick in the 2022 draft tonight. Drake London is 6'4", 219 pounds. And comes out of USC. He's also a former basketball player. Was the third ranked wide receiver in our position by position series. And so was he with several other outlets. Garrett Wilson from Ohio State was ranked one. Jameson Williams was ranked either one or two. And London was the third best receiver. But the Falcons saw enough to take him with the 8th overall pick in the draft. So we just talked to him on a call, and we'll hear from the Brain Trust later to explain this pick. They did not take Charles Cross, the offensive tackle from Mississippi State. They have offensive line problems. They were last in the league in sacks, and they did not take Jermaine Johnson, the pass rusher from Florida State. Wilson went a couple picks later at 10, and then they got Jameson Williams got traded up for at 12 and went to Detroit at 12. So, those wide receivers were close together and they started going off the board. I don't know where Jermaine went, but Cross went right after the Falcons turned in London. And then our good friend, the Kyle Hamilton family, they're out in Vegas and sent us some pictures of him walking into the green room, went 14th through to the Ravens. So let's get to Mr. Drake London. How much contact did Drake have with the Falcons before the draft?
It was actually pretty heavy. At the same time, it was discreet. They didn't really want to show anything, but I mean, hey, they picked me at the end of the day, and I'm glad they did.
All right, we were on this kid from the combine. We go on AJC.com, just Google Drake London, and you're going to see all the stories. You're going to see one from Gabe Burns, who's been helping on the beat this offseason. He was all over this wide receiver situation. He scouted his stuff, Drake doesn't get separation. He's going to be catching a lot of balls in traffic. That was his thing, catching contested balls. So for those who haven't seen him play, here's how Drake sizes up his game.
I think it's just fearless at the end of the day. Somebody who goes up, gets the ball, regardless if he's quote unquote covered or not. So I think you guys are just getting a playmaker.
Yeah, now, best case scenario, he's Mike Evans. I don't think it'll be fair to compare him to Calvin Johnson, but, this is a big type of receiver. Calvin played about 226. I don't think this kid has his speed. He didn't run much because, he was injured and, he hadn't had 6 to 8 weeks before he recovered. So he didn't run. We don't have our numbers on him, but he's still coming here to the Falcons. And, best case scenario is going to catch a bunch of contested balls. Maybe him and Kyle Pitts could be a dynamic duo in the red zone. We'll see. So we asked him, how did it feel? How does it feel to come to the Falcons?
I wanted to be in Atlanta at the end of the day. This is where I wanted to end up. I don't even know what to say. I'm at loss of words, to be honest. The coaching, the direction that they're going in, and just the type of players that they want to bring into their facility. We're just moving in the right direction. And I can't wait to go out there and put on that jersey and just be a dirty bird at the end of the day.
So, that might work. Drake London, the Falcons were struggling at wide receiver. You know, last season, Russell Gage, their top receiver, who ended up being their top receiver, left to go to Tampa Bay in free agency. Calvin Ridley, who was supposed to be their top receiver, ended up, getting suspended indefinitely for gambling. They were considering trading him when he came back after leaving the team to address his mental health issues. So there was a void in the roster for at the wide receiver position. Now, the Falcons said they were going to take the best player available. And Arthur Smith said that he was going to do what was best for the team. Those are questions they're going to have to answer. Was it best for the team to get the wide receiver who was the third-rated wide receiver but the best player on your board, or address your offensive line, which hasn't been able to protect the quarterback for the last 4 years, which hasn't been able to rush in the top half of the league for the last 5 years, but you needed another receiving threat? So we want to hear from them and have them address these issues about ignoring the trenches here early in the draft. So those are some of the issues headed into day two. Now, the Falcons have 8 picks left. They haven't been made any trades yet. They're going to have 4 tomorrow, 2 in the second, 2 in the third. And then on the last day, they have 4 more picks. So they have plenty of time to address all these issues. But, given the depth at wide receiver, it was somewhat shocking, but it was out from the beginning that they were going to go wide receiver here in this draft when there were so many good offensive linemen, pretty good pass rushers. But Terry Fontenot said the other day that there were pass rushers throughout the draft and that he thought it was a pretty strong pass rush class. So we can't overreact to the first round pick, even though there's some legitimate cause for concern. All right, now before we get out of here and start getting ready to hear from Coach Arthur Smith and Terry Fontenot, we just want to ask London one more thing here. Why does he think he and Pitts can become Atlanta's Twin Towers?
It's just two big dudes out there on the perimeter. I feel like it's a pretty good analogy to say that we're Twin Towers. Obviously, I got to earn my stripes in order to get on the field with them. But at the same time, if we do, I think it's a good nickname.
Well, all right. There you have it. He sounds, there was some reaction to his drafting on Twitter. Keith Smith, the fullback, chimed in and said, hey, way to go, Falcons. Way to get somebody from California. He's a California kid, Moore Park, California. David Moore, like the tweet that said, so far, Fontenot's proven he's in over his head. I shared my quick thoughts. My sports rep people said, don't you think Falcons should have picked Jermaine Johnson or Cross? This draft is so wide receiver deep, they could get Christian Watson at the top of the second. These are the issues the Falcon fans are want to discuss here. My quick thoughts were, hey, Falcons take third-ranked receiver. Could have gotten a receiver later. O-line couldn't use Charles Cross, or D-line couldn't be improved by Jermaine Johnson. We have questions for the coach and the GM. His size and versatility make him an exceptional prospect. We did write about that early, too. But it's in there that he doesn't get open and has a lot of contested balls. What's your grade? I'm going to wait to the end to try to grade. Twitter followers, I'm ticked. He's the worst wide receiver of the class. So this is not going to be a popular pick. We'll wait to hear from the GM and the coach. And, that's where we're at right now here. The first round is wrapping up. Again, the Falcons select USC wide receiver Drake London, 6'4", 219 pounds out of University of Southern California, Moore Park, California, his hometown, M-O-O-R Park. So he'll be here tomorrow on Friday to meet us in person. And this was over the virtual setting again tonight, but he'll be here tomorrow to we'll get into more of his personal feature that we'll run on Saturday online. And just check your e-paper. Check AJC.com for your updates throughout the draft. This is D. Orlando Ledbetter closing out this special draft episode of the Bowtie Chronicles podcast. Take care and stay with us throughout the rest of the draft.
The AJC's trusted veteran political voices, Greg Bluestein, Patricia Murphy, Tia Mitchell, and Bill Nigut are the essential source for Georgia politics. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution's Politically Georgia. Sign up for the newsletter, download the podcast, subscribe to the AJC.
Hip-hop is a product of black people. It's a product of black song and celebration.
The Atlanta Journal-Constitution presents
hip-hop's most pulled elements are pulled from the South.
A Southern hip-hop story.
We always go back to that moment of the Source Awards.
Everybody wants your rhythm, but they don't want your blues.
The biggest names in hip-hop.
Atlanta is still the mecca for hip-hop.
50 years.
No one can deny.
One film.
The power of the South now.
The South got something to say. Streaming now at AJC.com/hip-hop.